I'm Petra. I'm an addict from Sweden. Wow, this is amazing. I love this. I love the ECNAS, the European Convention. I think these are the best conventions ever. And it's really it's magical. And you can really, the topic is spirit of service. And that's something you really can feel in these rooms, you know, when we get together in this multicultural, multilingual fellowship. It's just beautiful. It's like having the whole world in one room. It's amazing. And I want to say thank you to Ido, thank you Simon, and to everyone who's doing service during this convention. And because it would only be possible if people and got involved and, you know, engaged and did this together. It's the only way. We actually, one of the guys, I can't see him now, but Yasin, he read one of the pamphlets in the beginning. He actually also, he took us in the car last night to the speaker jam. He was outside and he's I got a car, I can drive you, you know? And then he told us that one of his things, his service during this convention, or pre-convention service, was to go around to all the NA groups in Netherlands and promote the convention. You know, that's amazing. And he was that's really opened my eyes. You know, I got to meet people from all over the Netherlands, and it's amazing, amazing work. And as Simon said, I'm part of the EDM. I'm on the 10th floor. Doing service all day, so we have been here since Thursday morning, and it's amazing. I also want to invite you to come up and check out the meeting, the EDM meeting, and what we do is just talk about how we together can make the fellowship grow, you know. So.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's important, you know, and what that gives me also to be part of the EDM and this is also the feeling of being part of something bigger than just myself. And that's also one of the things that service really did for me, helped me stop obsessing about myself, really, you know. I know that, I'm important, but you are important too, you know? And I will share a bit about how it was for me. When I grew up, I grew up in a family of addiction, and I was a really codependent kid, really overgiving, wanted to really fit in and just try to please everyone, you know, to keep the atmosphere calm. And but it was never enough, you know. It was never enough what I did. And it's and then when I found drugs, it was it switched, you know. It flipped from that to not caring about anyone, you know, but myself. That I just wanted, you know, I wanted my drugs and I wanted everything for myself. I didn't really care about anyone or what happened with you. Sometimes I could be kind and try to help someone, you know, try to take someone under my wings, you know, another addict, but it was never successful, you know. People OD'd or the police came to my house, and it was never helping someone, you know. And and I'm also very grateful for everyone who's gone before me, our predecessors in NA, Simon and I grew up my dad, he's actually here. He was using when I was a kid, and when I was 13 he got clean in NA. He found NA and he got clean in NA. And then my brother got clean some years after. And I know it was a struggle for him to see me using, and it was it didn't matter what he did, you know, to get me clean. because it's like he couldn't help me, you know. I don't know. Like I have kids of my own now, but they are kind of young. So, but I can imagine how hard it must be, you know, to see your kid like using and not being able to help them. But really, you know, what he did, he did service, you know. He was here. He made sure that the meetings ran, you know, that NA in Sweden grow, that there would be more meetings, you know, in our city. So when the day came that I wanted something else, you know, there was a meeting for me, you know. So that's really, that's amazing, actually. Yeah, so, and when I came to NA, I didn't really, you know, when I first got clean, I didn't know really how to show up for myself or for anyone. You know, I was really broken, and I felt that I had like nothing to give. You know, and I came to meetings, and people just showed up. You know, they didn't even ask, you know, what do you need? Because even if they had asked me, I didn't know, you know, what I needed to stay clean or get clean. They just did the things they do, you know. They just like gave me coffee, they gave me a ride to the meeting or to the convention. They took care of me. They, you know, took me in and showed up for me. And before I even like could believe that I was worth showing up for, you know, they just showed up for me. And that's like what I remember most. I don't remember what people said or shared in the meetings, but I remember what they did, you know, how they like hugged me, welcomed me, talked to me after the meetings, you know, made sure that I felt included, like all those things. That's really like love in action, you know. And it's beautiful. I just like 1 week, I think, before I came here, I had a friend, also an NA member, who reached out to me, and her little sister has had she had met a guy, an Egyptian guy, and moved to Egypt like 7 months ago, and now they found out that he's an addict. So now he's been using heroin for the last month, and it was like chaos. And she's a Swedish girl living down in Hurghada in Egypt with him. So the family had just like, they had confronted him and, you know, drove him off to a detox somewhere. So she reached out to me like, do you know anyone in Egypt? You know, my sister's there, you know? And I'm like, of course I do. So I'm at EDM, you know? So we just like, I connected her with some guys from Egypt, and they were like right on it. They're like, okay, tell us where he is. You know, we will be there. We will show up. You know, we will make sure that he stays in rehab and that he comes to meetings directly when he's done, you know, and we will take care of you also. You know, it was so beautiful. It just like right away this... She was just like, she was feeling so alone in Hurghada with his family, different country, you know, and suddenly she was not alone anymore. And yeah. And this is nothing strange in NA. This is what we do. This happened all the time in our fellowship. All the time. You know, we step up, we show up for each other. We are there, you know, we take care of each other. That's how we do it. And that's so beautiful. It's not even a question. We just say, yes, of course, you know. And that's like how it started for me also, like saying yes to the small things, you know. Someone asked me, can you help like make the coffee for the meeting? And I said, you know, I wanted to say no, but I said yes, you know. And I started also to feel that I belonged, you know, because I struggled in the beginning. I can't even like standing here. Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I was so tired of myself also, of my own thoughts, of me like, you know, just like listening to myself repeat all the time, you know, what was like feeling sorry for myself or everything, you know. So when I came to the meetings, I was quiet, you know, in the beginning. I didn't feel like I had anything to share, or, you know. So taking part, like doing things together with you, made me feel like I belonged, you know. It made me feel part of the meeting, you know. I was the one, I made the coffee, you know. I cleaned up after the meeting, and I put up the books on the table, and it was really important for me. And it was also a good way. I'm a like restless person. The people who know me knows that. We were talking about that. Like, Simon, do you want to stand up or sit down? And I'm like, okay, I struggle always with sitting down, sitting still. So it's like, I think I'm gonna stand up, you know. And this is like how I am. I'm much calmer now than I was when I got clean. But it was a good way also for me to channel all that restless energy I had when I came in, you know? I mean, I've been using 24/7, like, just like trying to find ways and means to get more, you know, and focusing on how to get drugs. It's like, it's you know, you're busy 24/7, and then you get clean, and it's like, what am I gonna do with this time I have now, you know? So doing service is a good way to channel that energy. And Simon said something, I identify with that. I came into NA, I had a lot of ideas, you know, when I came into service. Some of them were really good, some of them were a bit wild maybe, you know. And I also wanted to make things better, you know, cleaner, smoother, a bit cooler, you know. And I'm still like that sometimes, you know. I really want to improve things, you know, but what I realized also was that, I mean, NA doesn't need me to fix it, you know? I don't need to fix anything, you know? But NA, what NA need is people who show up, you know? And really stay here in these rooms and care about other people. That's what we need, you know? And for me, in the beginning also, when I came in my both in my home group, but also at my area, there were a lot of I would say middle-aged men, but I don't think they were. I was 24. I got clean 2004, January 16th, 2004. So I'm 21 years clean, and I was 24 then. I was young in the rooms at you know, 20 years ago. There weren't a lot of young people and a young woman. And in the meetings, there were a lot of like middle-aged men who had been around for a while and knew a lot about service and how things were should be done, you know, and about the traditions and, you know. And it felt, I struggled, you know, to find my place. And I struggled. And it I could see like other young women coming in, you know, not staying, not in getting involved in service. So for me, it became my mission, you know, to get other women to stay. It was really my mission for me, you know. I was like, I'm gonna get the women to stay, and I'm gonna get them into service. So that's what I did, you know. And it really, sometimes it's just challenge, you know. When new women come into NA, they have a lot of like attitudes, and they prefer talking to the men before talking to me, you know. But I don't care. I just go there, and I'm like, hey, you know. And they are soft, you know. Behind that, it's a soft person. So. But that's important because representation matters. It does, you know. And if I don't see anyone like me, you know, in service and in meetings, it's difficult for me to stay. So it's important. It's very important. And as you know, also service isn't always glamorous, and sometimes people are annoying, and sometimes people are mean and aggressive too, you know. Meetings are long, and I mean, we make plans, they fall apart, you know, and sometimes you just leave and you feel like, yeah, why am I even doing this, you know? And I felt like that many times. But it's always worth it, you know? For me, I've always stayed. I've always come back. You know, I've always stayed in service. I've always come back, and I've always grown through that, like through the challenges, and I've learned a lot. You know, and because in I would say there's like also in that chaos or in that mess, there are also like joy and connection. You know, even when we feel it's difficult. You know. I want to say something also. There was this guy in my home group, Tony. You know him? He's a kind of grumpy guy. I've got my like homies here. But I've learned a lot from him, actually. I don't think he knows. Actually, I don't think I ever told him that. But he could really be annoying also, you know. But he did a lot of service, and he always said, like, you know, when people ask, like, could you do this? And he said, like, yeah. Have any ever said no to you, you know? Have any ever said no to you? He still says that, doesn't he? Yeah. So that's what one of the first things I learned, like, yeah, any would never say no to me, so why should I say no to service? And he also also gave me another suggestion. I think he got it from his sponsor or something. That to do something good for someone else, you know, to do something good for someone else every day for 30 days, you know, it could be like clean the mugs after a meeting, pick up some trash on the ground, help someone, hold up the door, carry something. To do that for 30 days without telling anyone about it. And that's really hard for us, you know, especially in the beginning of a recovery. Like, you know, we do one good thing and then we want to call our sponsor, like, you know what I did today, you know? And it's nothing wrong with that, you know, because we need, like, we need a lot of, like, confirmation, affirmation, you know? We need someone to say that, oh, you did good, you know? You're not a bad person. You know, so it's a good way to practice to do good things without telling anyone, because that's one of the things we need to learn, or I have, you know, to learn to just like to feel it for myself. I don't need anyone else to approve of what I'm doing or if I'm doing it good or not. You know, it's only for me, you know. I want to feel that I'm okay with myself and I'm doing something good, you know. So service has helped me in many, many ways, and I'm a bit of a like risk taker and explorer, and I really like to try new things, and I'm a bit impulsive also. Some people who know me just laugh now, but it's the way I am, and that it's much better now than it was in the beginning, and as I said, I've calmed down a lot, you know. But you know, I've also learned that like some of my defects are also my assets, you know. So these parts of me that are challenging sometimes are also good, you know. It really helped us, like in NA Sweden. I think we were like the first region to go on Facebook, you know. Someone had to dare to do it, you know. And also like with the tablets in jail that we do, also the first region in Europe to do that in the EDM. So we need some crazy people to take the first steps. And then we need the anchors or the tradition police also to just, you know. The ones who get a heart attack when I'm like, yeah, you know, I got a new idea. They're like, oh my God, no. So I've made a lot of mistakes in service too, but service is really a place where we grow, and we're allowed to make mistakes in service also, you know. It's not about being perfect, not at all, you know. And it really, service works in ways that I didn't know or I didn't see coming. Like, it gave me friends. A lot of my, like, many of my best friends are, like, friends I've learned through got to know through service, like, and in the EDM, like, I love the EDM. It's like my family, my tribe, you know. I really can't wait, you know, to see them, and they are really like in my heart, you know. And it, in the beginning, it also got me out of bed. I struggled, you know, to do things, you know, but I when I had something to do in service, I always showed up, you know. It was important for me also. And also all these skills that Simon talked about also, to how to, I've learned how to lead, how to listen to others, how to collaborate with others, you know. And it's funny, I have some notes here, and in the notes I've written, like, there's nothing hotter than someone who's doing service, you know. But it's true. Simon talked a bit about that also. Like, with that, we had a workshop just before, and someone in the workshop said also, like, people who have this spirit of service, they have like a halo or something, like a shine to them. That's really, it's really attractive. But for me, that's true. Like, there's nothing more attractive than someone who's gives a shit about people and show it. You know, it's very attractive. So service has really taught me how to live with love, and gave me a purpose when I had none, and connected me to people also when I felt alone. And and I think also it's like this world, you know, when we look at the world, it's a mess, you know, sometimes it's really a mess, but we in here, we're like part of the solution. You know, we are the healers. In here, it's like we bring peace, we bring love. It's, and we are like the change, and that's amazing, being part of that. You know, when there's so much like destruction out there, like, we are like being part of the opposite, like the healing process. And it's I don't even have I don't know how long I've spoken, but I just want to say also why it's important for me. This, I think the spirit of service, we talked about, like, service is, it's doing things, but it's also something deeper. It's like the showing up for someone when we don't want to, you know, answering a call late in the evening when we don't want to, you know, driving some, doing the things like when we really don't feel like it, just doing it anyway, you know. And because every time we show up for someone else, we're also showing up for ourselves. That's really something that I've learned. And that's how I stay clean, and that's how I grow. And also how I, like, fall in love with this program over and over again. It's in service. You know, when I see you grow, when I hear about the new communities in the EDM, you know, struggling, like Romania, they have like a handful of meetings trying to get the literature translated, you know. That's when I see like the spirit of service. And Malta, you know. Yeah, those like small communities really struggling, trying to get the, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I want to read something. Yeah, I'm a reader, Simon. I like to read. I do service too, but I like to read as well. I love our literature. It helps me a lot, you know, when I'm like on my own, or I'm traveling, or I'm, you know, just when I feel lost, I can always read a literature and I feel home, you know. This is The Living Clean. It's a beautiful book. Yeah, beautiful book. And this is one of my favorite paragraphs from this book. I'm going to read it. Service is not a position in a committee. It's a posture in the heart. It's a way of life we can practice in all our affairs. It can be as simple as holding a door open, or as complicated as helping a loved one in the last stages of life. Our relationship to service and the way we express it changes as our humility deepens. The desire to serve is a manifestation of freedom from self. So if you are new, if you are unsure, you can just start small. Just start by saying yes to something, you know. And I just want to end it. Is there someone here who doesn't have this book? Everyone here's got this book? Amazing, amazing. Someone here's, you don't have it? You don't have it? Yeah, you will take it to the girl there with the dress. So, yeah. Okay. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for letting me celebrate life here with you this weekend, and also celebrate the spirit of service. Thank you.